Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. You may have heard me tell you this story before, and if you have, you get to see how it might process differently than it has before. But not too long ago, not too many years ago, maybe eight, I was standing behind my house and I was thinking about a pottery and how I had been talking about having a pottery of my own. Geez, probably for 30 years. And I was now around 50. And it occurred to me that I kept getting ideas and thoughts and urges and inklings about a pottery. I had been getting them for decades and I had been ignoring them. And now I was 50. And if I didn't start taking my ideas seriously, I would never create them. I'd never have them. I'd never engage in them. They would always be somewhere out in the distance, and I'd find myself in my 70s and then 80s saying, I never created a pottery. So that day, I got an indication about it. I followed that indication and series of other indications. And before the month was over, I had a complete pottery in my garage. And I'll go into more detail on this as we go, but all it took was listening and following. Each time I got an idea, instead of mothballing the idea, I decided to really consider it. And before I knew it, I got a hunch to go on Craigslist and take a look, and Right away, I found the potter's wheel that my mentor had suggested. It was used, lightly used. It was a fraction of what I would have paid for it new. I went and picked it up. A few weeks later, the same thing happened with a kiln. So my coaching to you today, it's really important coaching, and that's why I'm going to keep talking about it over time. It's to listen. To listen to your ideas. And if you're, we just talked about worthiness. Step into your worthiness. Know that your ideas are worthy of consideration. Don't blackball. Don't mothball. Don't throw them in a pile for later. I heard this audio from Abraham Hicks that talked about you not getting ideas until they're ready. By the time you get an idea, it's ready. It's queued up. The idea was that your creation, by the time you notice the idea, is very close to being completed. It's not the beginning. What if that's true? What if you getting the idea is an indicator that it is practically in your hand? Versus, oh my gosh, that's the beginning of an idea. It's going to take a long time to create that. So some food for thought today about taking yourself seriously, taking your ideas seriously, and doing something with them, using them as the next step. How could you create them? What is next for you? And using them as the breadcrumbs that you're following to your big, big idea. To your next creation, to creating your next business, to creating an opportunity for you to attract more money or meet that partner that you'd love to meet. Sending you big love. Do some work today. Investigate. Take your ideas seriously. Follow the ideas and have fun. Have a beautiful day.